Hey guys, this is Mel. If you're listening to this, you are about to hear a super special sneak peek of our latest bonus episode, but fair warning, this is just a sneak peek. Don't hurt us. It's totally optional to subscribe, but if you're interested, you can check out our Patreon by searching Significant Lovers Patreon online. Hope you enjoy. Yeah, we're happy to talk about love with you, breakups, divorce.
Yep.
You name it. It is hard. And yeah, today's couple we are diving into is a couple from country music. I was really into country music back when I was in high school. Not so much anymore. But this couple at the time seemed like a power couple in that industry. And I wasn't really paying attention to tabloids or anything, so I thought, like, too powerful to fail, which I don't think is actually a thing, I think. You know, there's some couples who are like, they seem so in love, they'll never break up. You can, unfortunately, never think that when it comes to celebrities.
Always have to stay on your toes. But yeah, I was not part of the country music world, but I obviously heard of them. And they also seemed like a powerful couple. But what are their names, Mel? Who are we talking about?
So this is Blake Shelton, who you guys now, if you're not into country music, might also recognize from The Voice in the United States, the competition show. And Miranda Lambert. Miranda, she sings the song The House That Built Me. That's like one song I really love by her a lot.
I do know that one.
And yeah, three words that I would use to describe this couple would obviously be country. I'd also say wild. And a word that kept coming to mind that I haven't used before would be sour.
We have not used that. Interesting.
Which is sad. They just started to feel kind of sour to me. But yeah, I mean, Blake Shelton, so he was born June 18th, 1976, in Ada, Oklahoma. So he's very, very country. Yeah. He's crazy tall, by the way. He's 6'5", which I didn't realize.
That is so tall. I didn't picture that.
I know, me neither. He was born to a beauty salon owner named Dorothy, and his dad, Dick, was a car salesman. He was raised on a ranch in a small town in Oklahoma and had a passion for music at a very early age. A lot of that was inherited from his brother, his older brother, who was 10 years older than him, who he looked up to a lot. He said that his brother Richie would always be listening to different records and blasting his stereo in his room across the hall or in his car. And Blake just idolized his brother and really wanted to be just like him. I know. Sadly, I hate to pivot with this, but his brother actually passed away when Blake was 14. His brother Richie died in a car accident at just 24. And it was truly life-changing and devastating for Blake. And I feel like, I don't know, I don't want to infer, but it seems like maybe a major motivation for him pursuing a career in music was because he thought it would really make his brother proud, and his brother would just think it's like the coolest thing ever. So definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of people, when they witness tragedy so young, like, I mean, it can make you do two things. Like, it can kind of make you shut down, or it can make you realize, you know, how short life can be and go for it, you know.
It kind of parallels Johnny Cash, who also lost his brother really young.
Yeah.
It was a big country music singer.
It's our other country music episode.
So after graduating high school, Blake moved to Nashville, where he worked at a music publishing company and pursued a singing career. He hustled for several years before he had his first record deal with Giant Records for his debut album. And success came pretty quickly for him after that. In 2001, he released his first single called Austin, which became a number one hit and stayed at the top of the charts for 5 weeks. Around this time, he married his longtime girlfriend, who was his high school sweetheart, named Kaynit Williams, and she worked as a road manager on tour for Blake. So they were very, very close, dated for what, I mean, he probably at this point is like in his early 20s, so they probably dated for like a decade before getting married. Then he went on to release two more albums called The Dreamer and Blake Shelton's Barn and Grill before we get to where our story begins. But I would say that he's been described as very goofy with a boisterous personality. He's definitely very extroverted. And okay. In an interview with CNN, he described himself by saying, "My heart and soul is being a redneck and drinking and being stupid. That's what I do."
Being a redneck. Okay.
They're both really into that redneck lifestyle and drinking. I think that comes up quite a bit.
Okay, cool.
So Miranda, she was born November 10th, 1983, so she's a little bit younger. About 6 years younger than Blake. She was born in Longview, Texas. And her parents, Rick and Bev, they were both private detectives who even worked on the Bill Clinton impeachment trial. So,
what?
They were some
That's so interesting.
I know. Super random. But they also, like, lived a pretty simple life. She was raised on a farm, and for 2 years of her childhood, they only lived off the land completely, where they raised chickens and pigs, and they would slaughter them. And they also had a lot of pet animals, too, and just seems like a very simple country life.
That's impressive.
I know. Her parents...
What the heck? He's like hippie, farmer...
I know.
Detectives.
I know, seriously. To add to this, her parents also would take in abused women who were seeking, like, shelter or asylum. And they would stay at the Lamberts' house, and Miranda would sit and talk to them and just listen to their stories. And she has said that this has informed her music and a lot of the stories and the women that she sings about in her songs.
Makes sense.
And then at 16, she finished third in a TV talent show, which gained her a decent amount of exposure and then led to her releasing a debut album called Kerosene a year later. In 2004, and then that went platinum. Then a year after that, she won the ACM, which I think is American Country Music Award, for Best New Female Vocalist, which kind of put her on the map. And around this time, she also reportedly was engaged to a country singer named Jeff Allen McGinnis. Not much is really known about him, but that's like all there is to know, that he was engaged to her.
Okay. All right, I will have to stop the episode right there. Thank you so much for listening to the teaser. If you want to hear the full episode and many other bonus episodes, you can find them on Patreon. You can search Significant Lovers on the website or download the Patreon app. It works a lot like regular podcast listening apps. And we have tons of other couples on Patreon to listen to. So thank you so much for listening and supporting the show, and we'll get back together next week.